Ham. The Lord says in his word that in 2 Timothy, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
Come on, if you know there's no way you could live without the Lord, give him a praise like you need him, like you can't make it without him. Show him how much you love him. Show him how much you need him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this day that God has blessed us to assemble to this house for prayer, for praise, worship, and proclamation. We don't take this moment for granted that God has allowed us this space, this time to share together and to be in his presence. If you allow me to do something a little different today, I want to invite those who are heavy to come to this altar. There is a great heaviness in this room. And I don't want you to miss out on what God wants to say. Come to this altar. And let's pray with you, pray for you today. You're so confused, you're so heavy, you're going to miss out on what God has. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Look at this. Give God praise for these. Amen. It's already going to get better. It's already getting better. Glory to God. Come on a little tighter, y'all. Come on tight. I ain't gonna bite you. I just want to pray with you and pray for you. Yes, Lord. Aren't you glad God knows you? Even when you don't say a word, God knows you so well. That's how much he loves you. That he knows what you're dealing with. But he loves you so much that he don't want you to miss out on what he has. And so here's what I want you to do before we pray for you. I want you to leave those burdens at this altar. Don't you take it back. Whatever you're burdened down with, don't you take it back to that seat. If y'all don't come and then not give it to the Lord. You ought to leave a little lighter. Amen. So I need you now to tap into to God as we go to his throne together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you now thanking you and praising you for being our God and our Heavenly Father who knows everything that we have need of. Lord, before we ask anything of you, we just want to thank you for who you are. That you're a God who knows all, sees all, and can do all. Thank you for every provision, every blessing, every miracle you've worked in our lives. Thank you for the doors you've opened. Thank you for the ways you have made just because you're God. God, we're honest today, and we admit that we have not been perfect. We have fallen short of your glory. We've missed the mark. But Lord, here we are in your presence, and we understand that you spared us for a reason. And we don't take that for granted, God, that you spared our very lives for a reason. And now, God, hear these, your sons and daughters come to this altar of grace, this altar of relief and release, this altar of prayer. And I pray, dear Lord, that whatever it is that has them burdened, whatever has them bound, whatever has them broken, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray now that you will heal and that you will restore and that you will set them free. God, be their God of comfort. Be their God of strength. Be their God of good company. Be their God of direction. Be their God of deliverance, oh God, if it be your will. All these needs that we have may be financial, it may be emotional, it may be physical, but Lord, we know you're more than able to meet the need that they have at this time, God. And we thank you that they trust you enough to come to you and tell you all about it. Lord, there are some things that words can't say, something they're feeling that words can't say. They don't know what to express. They don't know what to say or do. But Lord, here they are in your presence asking for your divine touch. Remind them even now, God, they came to the right place when they came to you at this altar. And I pray now, God, for a holy visitation in their mind and to their spirit and to their heart. That may they feel your love. May they feel your embrace. May they feel your heart. May they feel your love for them, oh God, that goes beyond their own problems, their own circumstances. I pray now, God, for deliverance from mistakes and sins and what someone said and obstacles. Help them to overcome what someone said about them, what someone did to them. Give them the power to forgive themselves and the power to forgive others because, Lord, you've already forgiven them. And I pray now, God, that the burden that we sense in your by spirit, that the burden will be lifted in the name of Jesus. I pray now, God, they take their hands off of it and put it all, give it all to you. They're trying to figure it out, trying to work it out. But God, help them understand you've already worked it out. You are the answer. They're looking for the answer, but you are the answer. You are the solution. And we thank you now, God, that you are our solution. You are the answer to all of our problems, all of our circumstances, all of our issues, all of our difficulty. You are the answer. And I pray, God, they learn to trust you, even when they cannot trace you. Help them in a moment of loneliness, their moment of affliction, their moment of grief, their moment of difficulty, their moment of loss. Lord, one thing we know, that you wouldn't bring them this far and leave them now. So we ask, God, that you do just what your word said, that you would be our refuge and our strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. Lord, I know, and others in this room know, it's when we're in the valley that you really show up and show out. It's when we're struggling that you really be our strength. It's when we're weak that you become strong. It's when we're going through that you bring us out. And I pray, God, that we be able to be stronger, that we be wiser, to be filled, to be empowered, to be have passion. Give us our shout back. Give us our praise back. Give us our love back. Help us to be more like you. Help us to be more like you, oh God. Lord, many don't want to feel what they're feeling. They just don't know why they feel what they feel. And Lord, I know your word said that even when we can't express it with words, your spirit knows what we have need of. And your spirit can communicate to you that what we have need of. So Lord, even with tears in our eyes, even with a broken heart, we thank you. We praise your name, knowing that this too shall pass, knowing that trouble don't last always, knowing that you are a healer, you are a provider, you are a strong tower, you are a victory, you are our peace. And I pray now peace that surpasses all understanding will keep their hearts and minds through you. Now God, free their heart, free their mind. No worry, no anxiety, no anger, no malice, no bitterness are broken. You are the potter, we are the clay, and we're in your hand. And Lord, as long as we're in your hand, we know we're going to be all right. So Father, take away any worry. Whatever they're frustrated with, whatever they're worried about, take it away, oh God. That they may be free, free to love, free to be a blessing, free to receive what you have in store for them. And Lord, we trust you so much now, we thank you in advance. I don't feel better, but I thank you. It don't look better, but I thank you. Still got to deal with it, but I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for moving by your spirit. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the company. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the peace. Thank you, sir. We glorify your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you believe that God did it for you, go and praise him right now where you are. If you believe that God has done it for you, give him glory even now. Come on, give him glory like you know you got the victory. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, bless him. It's all right, you got time. Bless him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. You may return to your seats. God bless you today. Come on, bless the Lord, church. God is up to something. Again, preparing to hear from you. Thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you for the seed that was sown already through this prayer. Now, God, as we seek you in your word, help us to have willing hearts and ears to, and receptive ears to what you want to say, that our hearts may be better lives may be changed, souls may be saved. May you be glorified. We yield ourselves to you now, God, saying, have your way. Speak to us, O Lord. Your people are listening. And we promise to give you praise, glory, and honor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord one more time. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you this morning. Amen. To all of our ministers and to our ministry leaders and to all of you who are assembled here today, to our virtual brothers and sisters who are worshiping with us, we thank God for you on today, on this blessed Sunday morning. I don't know if y'all know, but it's Pentecost Sunday. It's the church's birthday. The Church of the Living God's birthday. 50 days after the Lord's resurrection, you and I are privileged to celebrate once again the birthday of the Church of the Living God. And I bear record that the church is still thriving. The church is still alive. The church still functions. The church is still prospering. Amen. See, we don't know when to get happy. Let me try it this way. Christmas was Christ with us. Easter, Christ for us. But Pentecost, Christ in us. Can I try it one more time? Christmas, Christ with us. Easter, Christ for us. But your shout today is that Christ is in you. That you no longer get hit by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost fills you. Dwells in your heart. Dwells in your life. Guides you, protects you, comforts you. And so we thank God today, on this Pentecost Sunday morning, that you and I are witnesses still of the power of God. Christ told his disciples to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Winfield, uttermost. Your job, the uttermost. Be a witness of the power of God. Ought to be somebody who can tell somebody, can't nobody do you like Jesus can do you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you today. We want to do today part two of our series, continuation from last week. I thought I was in a Pentecost church, but y'all not feeling that today, so I'm learning. I'm learning how to maintain my engine. I'm not going to throw a rod trying to get y'all to get excited about God. I'm not going to do that. Amen. See, that's why it's really important to learn how to have church away from church, because church will disappoint you sometimes. Because if ever was a day to tear up the seats, it'd be the day of Pentecost. But one day, Lord, one day, one day. Psalm 27. Thank you, Lord. One day, Lord, one day. Yes, sir. Psalm 27. On that day, they were all in a room together, and the Spirit of God came like a rushing mighty wind. Don't worry, don't worry about it. We all right. We all right. We all right. Psalm 27. We all right. We all right. Part two of a psalm to keep us calm. Part one, we looked at on our way to church. Part two, we look at after the benediction. When you leave from church, can you still keep your calm? Was anybody challenged this past week with that word from last Sunday? Some stuff came to try to mess up your calm and your peace. How many of y'all passed? How many of y'all still in class? I'm not going to ask you if you failed. How many of y'all are just still in class? You need a review. You need some cheat sheets. Amen. That's all right. That's the good news is that this psalm wasn't finished. That even when you struggle, the Lord's not finished. Amen. Now, I try to bother y'all. I really do. I try my best. Because I'm learning we're in a new day and age, and people don't like to be bothered no more. Every time people tell us something, we get upset and mad. Y'all sit down. People get upset and mad at you because leave me alone. You know, leave me alone. I ain't got to do it like they do it. Well, if I don't praise like folk praise, why do I pout like other folk pout? Do that make sense to you? Because, see, that's a universal language of pouting. Head down, mouth stuck out. But somehow when it comes to praise, I can't do it like other folk do. It's interesting, isn't it? And I discern in my spirit, some of us came on purpose to pout. But it's the wrong day to do that. It's Pentecost Sunday. It's Holy Ghost Sunday. It's when the Holy Ghost came to the believers. There it is, Lord. There it is. It's only to those who believe. Now, if you don't believe, you ain't going to get it. There ought to be two or three believers who know that the Holy Ghost do more than help me shout. He helped me live every day of my life. Yes, he does. So, let's go to Psalm 27. And let's begin reading the verse. We read verses 1 through 6 last week, and we want to carry on today, verses 7 through 14, a psalm to keep us calm, part number 2. Verse number 7 reads, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Say amen for the word of God. Amen. The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, and the word of our God shall stand forever. The word of God for the people of God. A psalm to keep us calm, part number 2. Amen. Ushers, you may retire. Thank you so much. We looked last week at this psalm as David is the writer of this psalm talking to us concerning a particular difficulty he was encountering. He was under attack, and we determined that he had enemy and foe who were after him, who were trying to, with the intensity of an animal trying to destroy his flesh, with the intensity of an animal who's looking to bite and to cut and to claw, to draw blood and to be ravenous and to devour him. With the intensity that there was an issue, there was opposition that David was facing in his life. It was so intense that it began to be very overwhelming. Yet he understood that he penned this passage that said that the Lord is my light and my salvation. There is no need to fear. And last week we understood that God, having a relationship with God, does not exempt you from problem, but it does encourage you while you have a problem. Is that good? That even if you have a relationship with God, that does not exempt you from trouble, but it does empower you while you do deal with trouble. So he said, "The Lord is my light.
That's him giving you victory over darkness. And then he says he's my salvation. That's victory over damnation, that the devil can't bring up your past and use it against you because you're already a child of God. Then he says that he's the strength of my life, which means that he has victory over defeat, that you don't have to live defeated. Now, here's what's wrong with most of us this morning. We've won and don't look like we've won. You've got victory, but don't know you have victory. See, that's what the enemy specializes in. It's not so much in making sure that he can't beat you. It's so you won't show up for the battle. Because when you show up for the battle, you'll realize there is no battle. The battle was the Lord, and the Lord already won. So what he wants you to do is wake up every morning and think like life is over with. Let your life be based on circumstances and who don't like you and what you don't have. He wants you so confused. He wants you so depressed. He wants you so down that you won't show up for battle, because sometimes God has this thing worked out so good that when you show up for battle, you've already won. When you get there, but see, he wants you so afraid to come and show up. He wants you afraid that you won't be where you're supposed to be, because if you show up, it's going to show the devil who he couldn't stop. So that's what I need you to do. If you can't do anything else, even in the midst of your chaos, keep showing up in the morning. Keep getting up out of that bed. Keep washing your face. Brush your hair. Pick up your hair. Put your hair on. Whatever you got to do with your hair, but you wake up and you show up for battle, because that is a sign of what the devil could not stop. You don't realize how powerful you are. You don't realize what you got going for you, but I need about two or three people, and I'll be number four, who knows that when you wake up in the morning, the devil's already defeated. If he had his way, you wouldn't be here today. If he had his way, you would not have power. If he had his way, you would not be praising. So sometimes you showing up and let the devil know what he could not stop, what he could not do. You got victory. Here's what we got to figure out together, if we can. How to have victory and not act like a loser. That's the challenge. To walk with victory, but stop looking like a loser. If we could get to that point, Lord have mercy. The power in our home, the power in our community. When we stop letting stuff just run us crazy and start running stuff crazy. When we start understanding who we are in God, and better yet, who God is in us, you walk with your head up no matter what they're doing, no matter what's happening to you, that you go to that doctor's office and say, "Doctor, thank you for your information, but I got inspiration. And the inspiration I got is a little bit heavier than your information. I needed something to confirm what God's going to do in my life, so I'm not going to deny you. I'm not going to rebuke you. I'm not going to get mad at you. I'm just going to know what God's going to help me be delivered from." Y'all don't believe that. It's going to take some real trust in God. And so David talked about the fact that his enemies came upon him to eat up his flesh. And he talked about that one thing he sought after was to be in the house of the Lord all the days of his life. He said that if I could just get to God's house, I can praise him. And look at y'all. An hour and 1 minute. And we've been up in here like, I don't know if I'm even going to make it to tomorrow. Some of y'all coming here on purpose to say, I came to be morbid. I came to be cantankerous. I came to be melancholy. I came to have my mouth stuck out because I had a rough week. And some of y'all done let that Tyler Perry movie mess y'all up and act like y'all got the same thing going on. And then later, that's a movie. That ain't your real life. God has been good to you, but you won't say amen. Somebody done been watching that movie and you ain't gotten your feeling. Some single mama been up. Some single mama done watched that and done got their fence off a movie. And God done provided for you and them old nappy haired children. And you ought to give God praise that he has provided. What? There it is. That's what's going on. Y'all watch that movie and it puts you in a place. Now most times. Most time, all that ain't gonna happen in one day. There it is, because I know my church. Thank you, Lord. You know these people, don't you? That mess done puts you in your feelings. And no matter what God got to say to you today, Lord, you done got your boy in it. Because how can you not, why come to the house of God and not expect God to blow your mind? We've been talking all year long about big prayers and expecting God to do amazing things, and y'all still gonna drag up in here? Man, I came with God on my mind. God, what you gonna do today? Who you gonna bless today? Who you gonna heal today? Y'all got to stop that. I'm gonna leave y'all alone. David says, I got to the house of the Lord, and I was able to worship him and praise him. He says, but at some point, we're going to say, reach up, reach out, reach in. At some point, I got to go back in this world. And the challenge for this part two is to hold what you got. I thought I was talking to real people. Is there anybody who don't mind admitting in the house of God that your trouble ain't what you get? It's how to hold. I want to feel just as good Tuesday as I do Sunday. Oh, I wish I had some real folk. I come to church and I feel good and I be happy, but then by Monday it's like, was that a dream? I'm talking better than y'all saying something right now. Was that really real, or was God just fooling me? Was that just some kind of pep rally I went to? Oh, was that really real? But here's what God wants me to tell you today. It ain't so much about what life is going to do. It's about you having enough faith to hold what you got. Mm-hmm. And so David gets real with himself, and David gets real with God. Are y'all hearing me? In order to get to find peace and keep calm in the midst of your chaos, you've got to be real with God. And let God be real with you. And you're going to find out something. When you be real with God, God is not going to strike you like the cartoons say. Y'all know how them cartoons say, if I'm mine now, make it God strike me. Bam! How many of y'all know if that was the case? We've been fried a long time ago. May God strike me if I'm lying. You know you was lying when you said that. It's not like the cartoon. It's about telling the truth to God and God telling the truth to you. So we begin today, beloved, with a request for the Lord's glory. In order to hold what you have and keep calm in the chaos, if there's a request for the Lord's glory. Y'all interested? Right here in the text, David says in verse number 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my heart. Y'all missed it. Now, here it was. Now you can't get mad at me. I can't let y'all blame me no more the rest of this week. Not this week, at least. Because God directed me to say, bring them to the altar. And God told me to pray for them, because God said, son, I sense something in their heart, and I want you to, before you even preach about me, I want you to bring them to me and bring them to this altar so I can have a little time. And God said, I want to see if they go trust me beyond anything else. And then God told me to tell y'all, don't you leave with it. And guess what 60% of y'all did? Here's the problem. The problem is not the crying. The problem is crying wrong. You're crying about the problem, but not crying to the provider. David says, Lord, watch this. Y'all ready for real to be honest? David was talking real good in church. And David said, no matter when this problem, no matter what, God got me. This or that, I put it all in his hand. Whether a great or small, he's the master of them all. That sound real good Sunday. And by Tuesday, David said, now, Lord. Now, I've talked to you about this Sunday, and you told me you got me Sunday. Now, it's Tuesday. What's taking so long? Anybody don't mind admitting that there are times in your life when God seems to be taking his precious time with you? See, I thought I was talking to real people, see? I told you that you got to let God be real with you and you be real with God. Some of us are upset because, Lord, when? You told me to be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let my request be made unto you. And you told me that your peace is going to pass all understanding. Here's the problem. God told you to have peace. He ain't say I was going to provide it then. Y'all missed it. I'm going to try again. You pray about it, I'm going to give you peace while you wait on the provision. Too many of us don't have no peace until we see the provision. But if you really go pray and pray right, you have to pray and have peace before the provision. So I want to do a little test. Can anybody learn how to praise God in the meantime? Can anybody have enough faith to say, Lord, I don't see it, I don't feel it, but in the meantime, to you be the glory. I don't feel no better, it don't look no better, but in the meantime, to you be the glory. David said, I'm crying out to you, and I'm waiting on you to show up. It's real, though. It's real because the Lord hasn't shown up yet, David thinks. It appears to David the Lord has not shown up yet. So he says, Lord, hear my cry. I like this, y'all. You know why I like this? Because David doesn't say, Lord, hear my complaint. Lord, hear my cry. I'm calling you Savior. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, please, Lord, do not pass me by. Has anybody had one of those kind of prayers? Lord, I know you're in the blessing business, but Lord, please don't pass me by. Lord, I need your touch. I need your favor. I need your hand. Here it is. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. Watch this, deep folk, with my voice. See how quiet y'all got? See how oxymoronic we do, church? The text says, with your voice, y'all got quiet. Now, I'm going to try something here, because some of y'all got some hell in your life. You got some struggles for real. I dare you to take 5 seconds. I'll close my ears and let the Lord hear your voice and just call him Father. Lord, I'm talking about if you really need the Lord to move in your situation, let him hear your voice. Not just the preacher, not just the minister, let him hear your voice. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, ain't nowhere else for me to go. Yes, sir. Here it is. Watch this, though. Watch this. Some of you ain't gonna like it. You're not gonna like having to be loud. You're not gonna like having to be vocal. And you're not gonna like having to be visible. Because the Lord, David says, Lord, hear my cry. Don't miss it. And have mercy. Now, in order for you to ask the Lord to have mercy, must be something you need mercy for. We in church, so nobody wants to admit it, that you ain't thought the right stuff this week, ain't said the right stuff this week, ain't been to the right places this week, ain't done the right thing this week. So before I ask for any miracle, I'm gonna need the Lord to give me some. Because ain't no sense in getting God's presence and not being real with God. Here's what David, see, David's a man after God's own heart. So when you have a real relationship with God, he'll never show you people without showing you you. That tasted good on a Sunday afternoon. All these folk who got a word for somebody else and ain't never nothing for you. I'm going to tell you a secret. I'll tell y'all a secret because I love you. Y'all think, you know, oh, man, Pastor be tripping on us. I do. But you know why? I trip on me before I start tripping on y'all. If y'all go get it, if I'm going to get some of it, y'all go get it too. None of us are exempt from what life hands us. And before, and see, we get in church, and sometimes I get really indignant. That's a $2 word mean, bam. When folk come to church like they ain't got nothing. It's like if I start talking about certain things going on, Man, please, you did it, just ain't get caught. That'll be your first shot when you come in church. Lord, I escaped it. Lord, you covered me from so much foolishness. If I can't thank you from nothing else, I thank you for the times I was in the ditch. I was laid out and acting a fool, and nobody even knows my secret because you cleansed me and you cleared me. How dare you come to God's house like you don't know what it's like to go through struggles with your flesh and with your mind and with your heart. Oh, man, it's chock-a-bock of the day, but it was boom form for some of y'all. It's hen dog today, but it was Thunderbird in the old day. Oh, for alcoholics all in my family. No sense me lying about it. Homebrew. That you can drink it and put in your car. Here's what I learned. When you ask the Lord to have mercy on you, you have no problem having mercy on others. When God is moving in your life, you are not going to be hard on people just cause. Because it's not, I don't see how she could do that the same way you did, and you just can't no more. Don't make me go call the roll again, because some of y'all will still be doing it if your medication don't mix with it. Your medication, you try to do that stuff and take that medicine, that strong medicine you take, you ain't going to make it. You used to wear the same stuff, but if you try that now, it would be an indecent exposure. Oh, I can't see how she wear them old tight skirts and tight. You know, and sometimes it's not that you're trying to correct, you're jealous. Because some of y'all remember when. And all you see is what you call the wonder years. I wonder how I made it past that. I wonder how I was able to put that on. How I was able to drink that and smoke that and still be functioning. Lord, have mercy. And David is real with God. David says, Lord, if sin is causing you to slow down. Y'all missed it. If I'm in the way of my own blessing. Because David understands enough that maybe his life could be a problem for God. David felt like that the Lord may have turned his back on him behind something David had been doing or saying. Anybody been there? Sometimes you think the reason why something ain't happened in your life yet is because you did something wrong, said something wrong, thought something wrong. That's why you ought to ask God for mercy. But here's what David didn't know, but you ought to know. It's not just mercy, there's grace. And God has given you grace and you stuff that you have not deserved because I can't sing enough. I can't preach enough. I can't do enough good deeds to receive God's mercy and his grace. And by now you ought to know that God will never turn his back on you. He'll never stop loving you. Never stop caring about you. When you say seek your face, Lord, I did it. I sought your face. Lord, you told me to look for you. I'm looking for you and I can't find you. I thought I was talking to real people. Lord, you told me to come to church, come to your house, pray, it's going to get better. That's why y'all don't trust them now, you're trying. This is why some of y'all's attendance has slacked off, because you thought coming all the time was going to fix the problem. And it don't seem like God fixed the problem by your perfect attendance. And it's not about your perfect attendance, it's about your proper attitude. That when you attend the house of God, act like you know who God is. When you come to God's house, don't just show up acting like he owe you something. Come to give him glory. Come to give him praise. And if he bless me, to God be the glory. If he don't do it right now, to God be the glory. But he's still God. And right now, most of us, if you tell the truth, even with a problem in your life, you got more grace over your life than you even recognize. I need somebody to give God praise and look at that house you can't afford, that job you don't qualify for, the children, the people in your family that's been good to you. There's grace all over your life, and you owe God better than you've been giving him. Come on, hey. Hey, tell the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. God been better than you even know. There's some things, miracles seen and unseen. Blessings seen and unseen. God has opened doors for you. But God has closed doors for you. Yes, he has. 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 How dare we not praise him? How dare we be conditional? How dare we be sometiming? Every morning he wakes me up. Every morning he gave me new mercy, new grace, new opportunity, new power, new grace, new strength. Every day.
to me. He's been better than good to me. Every day he's opening doors. Every day he's taking care of us. Lord, forgive me for making you pay for some one thing that ain't right in my life. Lord, forgive us for making you pay and not get the glory you deserve. We don't even give him the glory. David says, I want your glory. Before you fix my problem, I want to see your face. The face symbolizes God's glory. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He set me free. God has been better to you than you even know. Some of y'all, I better leave this alone. Some of y'all been traveling the road all day and all night, and mercy say no wreck. Mercy say no accident. Mercy say no ticket. Some of y'all travel, eat all kind of stuff, and mercy say no sickness, no death. Some of y'all come across some killers. Some of y'all come across some evil people, and God says no death, no mercy. Mercy says no. Let me quit. I want to tell you something I've learned for myself, and I want to help you as the people of God. I can make it a few days without some food. I can make it a few days without some money. I can make it a few days without a house, but I cannot live without God's glory on my life. I cannot. Y'all just got to do something. There is no way you can live without him. Well, if that's the case, act like you can't live without him. When I say the name Jesus, something ought to happen in your life. When I say God, you ought to be encouraged. You made it another week. You're back in his house one more time. Ought to be some glory. Lord, forgive us for taking you for granted. It's a request for the Lord's glory. Lord, before you do anything, give me you. Because if you just look at me, if you just smile on me, I know all the other stuff gonna be all right. If I can just feel your light, if I can just feel your love, if I can just feel your presence, I know everything will be all right. And every morning you wake up, God smiles on you and says, one more day. Ooh. Hey, Jeremiah says, every day is new mercy. Y'all missed it. See, the Lord know what you gonna do 2 weeks from now, and got mercy waiting on you. Y'all ain't. He knows what's gonna happen that you don't know what's gonna happen. You got mad about the traffic jam and don't think that he said no because it was a traffic accident down the road and God slowed you down. That's all God doing sometimes, just slowing you down, because if you go too fast, you run into some trouble. Can't you thank him for that? Why you always mad? Yeah. Always mad at God. Always got attitude. I don't understand. I'm just struggling. Maybe it's just as a pastor, I'm struggling. I'm just struggling. Listen here, y'all. How has God done so much and you still the same you are? It's not that I'm perfect, I'm being perfected. Yeah. It's not that I'm sinless, but I'm learning how to sin less. Yeah. Can somebody thank God that he's working in your life? Yeah. You know there's a God in your life. And because I respect his glory so much, it's one place I ain't gonna play with him. It's one place I'm scared to play games. Because everything I get to do for him, give me the power. And I got enough sense to know, like Job said, the Lord give. And do y'all want to get so deep that the Lord take his presence from you? Can I tell you, I don't mind telling y'all I'm scared of something. There's a fear of mine. And I'm going to let you in. I don't mind being a transparent pastor. No, I ain't scared of the dark. But I am afraid that the Lord will take his glory and we keep having church. I'm so scared of that, y'all. That's my daily fear, that the Lord will take his presence and most of y'all won't even know it. Just as long as I can just do what I've always done. That's my fear. That may not be y'all's. That's my fear. That the Lord will take his glory, won't even smile on us, but we still have in church because I get to do my thing. David says, I'm seeking your face. I come looking for God, not mess. I'm looking for God, not payback. And when you look for God, the other stuff, when you learn how to make him bigger than your stuff, that stuff don't even matter anymore. Let me hurry. It's a request for the Lord's glory. But then, if we want to stay calm, there's a reliance on the Lord's guidance. Look what David says. He says, let me deal with verse 10, because we sometimes use that wrong. Hide not thy face far from me, verse 9 says. Put not thy servant away in anger. Don't mad at me. Now look what David says. I'm your servant. I'm crazy, but I'm yours. Y'all missed it. You better learn to tell God the truth. Lord, you know I'm told, but I'm yours. You know I was told before you saved me. I wish I had some. See, y'all don't want to be real. Lord, you know it's a concert going on. Ain't nobody on stage. But I'm yours. Can't halfway cross the street. But I'm yours. If you ain't watch me, Lord, I put my hands where my feet ought to be and my feet where my hands ought to be. But I'm yours. He says, so Lord, when I get like that, don't give up on me. Don't turn away from me when I have my foolish moments. Don't get so mad at me that you turn your back on me. He says, don't leave me or forsake me, God of my salvation. Look at verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Y'all, a real father and mother, that's a proverb David's referring to. That's a principle that even if mother and father were to give you up, you got a heavenly father who won't. Yeah. David's mama and daddy didn't trip on him. Solomon was a good father to David. Bathsheba was a decent mama. Not Bathsheba, David's mama. She was a decent mama. And his daddy was a decent daddy. What's dad's name? What's the man's name? Jesse was decent. And his mama was fine. It's not meaning his mama and daddy ain't want him. That means that even if they don't, the Lord will. Amen. Beyond a mother and father's love is God's love for you. And David recognizes that. So then he says, I want to rely on the Lord's guidance. Because it makes sense. Somebody say sense. Because there is a time, I love the fact that we want God to change our heart. But don't forget about your mind. Oh, man. I beseech you therefore, brethren, somebody read this morning. By the mercies of God, you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, it don't do a bit of good for the Lord to change your heart if he can't change your mind.
And the thing about your mind, see, your heart only need to be changed once. That mind, that's daily. I wish I had somebody help me talk. Ain't no, I'm okay with my heart being changed, but that mind ain't connected. You have a good heart with a throwed mind. Whatsoever a man think in his heart, and it does not make sense biologically, but it does spiritually. Biologically, you don't think with your heart. You think with your mind. But spiritually, your heart and mind are one, are connected. But there's a misfire somewhere, you will think evil and look good. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Unless you let the Lord minister to your mind, you will do a lot of stuff and look the part like church. See, everybody in this room right now look church. Mess around and talk to some of us. And you'll be amazed by what's on folk mind. Oh, Lord. Look how y'all looking at me now. And that's why I understand why some of y'all don't talk to people. It might be best you don't say nothing. Because we didn't know you was a fool. That was on your mind? Somebody gonna reveal their mind to you after worship today. God being spoken told you about how I'm gonna minister to your mind and keep calm. Watch somebody bring you some mess. Who was in the same service you was in? And you could be like, did you not hear what that man got through telling that? That's why it's possible. I think y'all the ones heard this song. I ain't never heard it. Your body's here with me. I've never heard it. But I've heard y'all mention it. I don't listen to stuff like that because I know how my mind can go. So I don't listen to all this stuff. Shirley Caesar, Mississippi Mass Choir, Bobby Blue Bland. I mean, a little bit too transparent there, was. Y'all know nothing about that.
5 o'clock in the early morning.
Anyway, be mindful of the kind of stuff in your head. Y'all realize it's tough to know what to do when you don't know what to do. Sometimes you feel stuff in your heart, but your mind is so off, you don't know what to do. So look what David says. Lord, I'm in trouble already. I'm in chaos. I got enemies coming after me. And you seem to be taking your time. So I want to get back. I want you to bring me your glory. Don't keep looking at me. And while you're looking at me, teach me. Missed it. There it is. There it is, child of God. This is where we struggle. Because all typically, as long as the Lord smile on me and give me glory, I don't want to know nothing. Now, if the Lord teach you, it's your responsibility now to apply what he teach you. There was a time God will blink at man's ignorance. There was a time Big Mom and them didn't know any better. You and I in the information superhighway. There's no way you and I can't know the word by now. David says, simply teach me your ways. Guide me and direct me in this, Lord, because if not, I'm going to run right into the enemy's trap. And I got enough sense with God to know that God will never lead me somewhere to destroy me. Let's tell the truth to ourselves. How many times we didn't listen to God and went our own way and got ourselves in a world of trouble? I need to see some hands on that one. Don't be talking about yell. I want to see some hands on that one. Y'all think y'all slick. Yeah. Put them hands up. You know you done messed up before. You did what you wanted to do, did it your own way, and you were in church. But you didn't listen to what you didn't listen to the Lord's teaching on his ways. You wanted to go your way. Can I kind of bring it home with what we'll do? Yeah, but I'm only human.
charged to my head and not my heart. Well, if your head and heart's supposed to be connected, I'm going to charge to both. Because your heart should tell your mind, don't do people like that. This explains, Mac, people in church and still being evil. And can I tell you something, Cassandra? They get delusional. I'm going to tell you what happens. In some settings, blows my mind. I have to kind of keep my cool because everybody's looking at me. For some reason, y'all always look at me like I'm messy or something, and I'm going to have a wrong response or a funny response to stuff. I'm sick of y'all doing that to me. I want to laugh, too. But I can't ever laugh because y'all are looking at me to see what I'm going to say or do. Because I'm up here, you know, everybody looking at me, ain't nobody looking at y'all. I don't like that. We'll talk about that later. But have you ever seen people delusional, somebody mean, raise their hand and say, Pastor, I don't know how people can be so mean. And that guy look at all y'all be like, and I got to keep a straight face. Interesting. The meanest thing in the room I'm talking about, why people so mean? Because they mind think. See how quiet they got? In your mind, you ain't mean. But in your heart, but you got a heart for God. One thing about the Spirit of God I love, he corrects you. Now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long. See, the Holy Spirit tells you, you know you wasn't right. Let me help somebody today when it comes to people. Can I pastor real quick? I'm about done, I promise I am. Can I pastor real quick? If you have to say something like, tell me if I was wrong when I did this. Probably was. I'm trying to free the house. Now, was I wrong? You know good and well you was wrong. But you want us to tell you it's okay. No, you know you're wrong with two left shoes. That's why you're asking for people. See, nobody want to look at me, now everybody looking off. If you have to ask, if you were wrong and you're a child of God, you didn't need anybody to confirm that you were wrong. And then I know by now if I tell you that you're wrong, then you're going to go off on me. And if I ain't in the right mind, Bible and all, all 66 books I got in my heart. Pray I let the Lord guide me. Because I don't let the Lord guide me, and you ain't let the Lord guide you. Them trains go collide. I don't, it's not biblical practical. It's not biblical practice to have mean Christian. Hateful Christian. Joyless Christian. That's not biblical. Because your Holy Ghost filled, there is joy in you. You just won't activate it. There is peace in you. You won't activate it. Holy Ghost will help you forgive people that can't stand you. He will help you do it. He will guide you. See, when you let the Lord guide you and teach you, see, you know, when the disciples had the same problem in Matthew 5. Jesus come out the gate. Somebody slapped you on one face, one cheek, turn the other one. What? Wait, hold on, Jesus. We just joined this church, and Mr. Moss ain't tell us this in orientation. And you guys up on this mountain talking about, if somebody strike me, smote. I don't care what kind of pretty word you try to use. That means slap, Jesus. Smote means slap. And if you slap me on one cheek, you mean tell me I'm supposed to expose them and say, now you missed one. You missed a spot. No. I'm trying to free the house. Y'all don't have peace sometimes because you're trying to handle the world's way. Look what David says. Teach me your way. Y'all missed it. Teach me your way, not what Big Mama raised me to do. See, Big Mama raised us,
You know, don't start it. See how the thugs, see how the thugs, see how the thugs. I got amens on that one. Now I told you the Lord said, crickets.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street,